Welcome to Green Connections Radio, where we help you live green, work green, and earn green. I'm here at the celebration, if you will, of the March on Washington for the women's suffrage movement 100 years ago. And I'm here with Joan Wages, President and CEO of the National Women's History Museum. I'd like to have you tell us a little bit, Joan, about the occasion that we're here for and the weekend events going on to commemorate it.
This Sunday, March 3rd, is the 100th anniversary of the March 3rd, 1913 suffrage march down Pennsylvania Avenue. And the significance of it is that historians consider that to be the turning point in the whole movement for suffrage, that women had been campaigning to get the vote, but they hadn't really picked up much momentum up until 1913. And then Alice Paul came along, organized this march, and 5,000 women, men, came out to march down Pennsylvania Avenue. And in the course of the march, the D.C. police had not done really a very good job of protecting the marchers. So men who had obviously been drinking, the papers at that time called them, you know, that they had been drinking, started throwing rocks and bottles at the women and saying not so nice things about them. And so they kind of broke through the police lines. And because of this, the media picked up on it and spread this across the country. And it so inflamed people that women were treated so poorly that it empowered the suffrage movement and gave it a booster rocket that it had been needing. So historians see the march in 1913 as being the turning point that led to women getting the vote.
Wow, isn't that interesting? So, in effect, the boys backfired.
Exactly.
On their goal, right? Right,
right?
I love that.
Right.
Well, I'm speaking of the media, I'm a direct descendant of Miriam Michelson, who was one of the most prominent reporters covering the suffrage movement, and in fact, one of the most prominent interviewers of Susan B. Anthony. Mm-hmm. She was the three last quotes in Lynn Scher's fabulous book called Failure is Impossible, Susan B. Anthony in her own words. Yeah. So I have a particular, besides being a woman, and believing in the political process and we should have the right to vote, I have a personal connection to this as well. Yeah. Now, you are president and CEO of the National Women's History Museum, which actually does not physically exist yet. Tell us about the museum and what you're trying to do. And, of course, the fact that this march was on the National Mall is particularly important for you because you're trying to get a space on the National Mall.
Correct. We are lobbying Congress for legislation that would create a commission that would identify the permanent site for the museum. And legislation was just introduced yesterday again. It was introduced in the House and the Senate. We are so grateful to Carolyn Maloney from New York, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, Susan Collins in the Senate from Maine, and Barbara Mikulski from Maryland for being our four main lead sponsors. And in addition, we released yesterday some polling results that showed that two-thirds of the American people support Congress authorizing a site for the National Women's History Museum. And we find that just a phenomenal number, considering that most people don't really realize that women's history is missing. So we think that as people are educated, as the public is educated, that those numbers are just going to even go higher.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How do you get your funding?
We're all privately funded. We have over 50,000 charter members.
Wow, that's great. So are you seeking money from the government to build this building?
We are not asking the government for a dime. We've offered to pay privately for the commission. We are saying that we are asking the government for the land on the National Mall, and we will privately fund the construction of the museum.
So you're actually asking them for the physical property, the square footage, the acres, if you will, on the National Mall, but not the physical building that you're going to build that at your own expense.
Exactly.
Great.
Right.
Well, I won't keep you from the evening's events, but you can find us on greenconnectionsradio.com, Twitter at Joan Michelson, and on Facebook. And the National Women's History Museum website is
www.nwhm.org.
Great. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all you're doing for women and women's rights and women history. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.